Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Adrian Garrett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bourque fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Monday steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Monday moves to third. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bourque scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bork hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Staub reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Milan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Garrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hahn moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hahn scores. Garrett moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Seaver, and towards Milan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bourque hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets won, and the Cubs won. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets won, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-2 in the game. Rochelle hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Hahn strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with Aker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Buzz Capra now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs too. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Buzz Capra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley fires to third and picks off Hodges. One out. Buzz Capra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Buzz Capra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Capra takes first base on ball four. Ray Burris now pitching. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-4 in the game. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Milan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bork hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. One out. George Theodore pinch hits for Jim Gosger. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Theodore now playing left field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields the ball and throws to Capra covering. Safe. Billy Williams pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Williams moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to home to get Kessinger. Williams moves to third. Monday moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Monday moves to third. Beckert moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.